This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors, including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services, and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement, and improved quality of life for citizens. Prime Minister will flag off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting along with leaders of NDA Alliance partners at Madhurandagam near Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and election in charge of Tamil Nadu Piyush Goyal has been in the city making preparations for the event and meeting the leaders. State opposition leader and general secretary of the AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, former union minister Dr. Anmumani Ramdas, G.K. Vasan, AMMK leader T.T.V. Dinakaran, IJK leader Pachimuthu, former MP A.C. Shanmugam and others will be present at this meeting. This is the first political public event laying the foundation for assembly election which will be announced soon. Joy, Akash reporting from Chennai.
Government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April 1. The first phase of Census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April 1 and September 30 this year. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade will take place on Kartavya Path in National Capital today. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. The rehearsal will showcase India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity at Kartavya Path in the National Capital today. The Ministry of Culture is organizing Parakram Divas 2026 from today in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, marking the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The celebrations will take place at 13 other locations across the country associated with the life and legacy of freedom fighter Bose. The celebrations will continue till 25th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which is commemorated as Parakram Divas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since the 2022 conflict that delegations from all three nations will meet together to discuss ending the war. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Following this, U.S. representatives, including envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, were scheduled to travel to Moscow before heading to Abu Dhabi for the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Balasaheb Thackeray on his birth centenary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Thackeray was a towering figure who profoundly shaped Maharashtra's socio-political landscape. The Prime Minister added that he was known for his sharp intellect, powerful oratory and uncompromising convictions and commanded a unique connect with the people. Prime Minister Modi also underlined that Balasaheb was deeply passionate about culture, literature and journalism. In badminton, Lakshya Sen will take on Thailand's Panitcharphon Thiraratsakul in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters 2026 in Jakarta today. While in the women's singles quarterfinals, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will face top seed Chen Yufei of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.